What will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Amen. Do you know that feeling when you're stuck in the house with people? Like the same people in the same house for like weeks and then like months and then like a year? That feeling where while you love those good people, you just do not want to be with them all the time. You know the feeling that the walls are starting to close in, the chaos is becoming greater, the messiness is increasing, the noise level is becoming such that you cannot hear your own thoughts anymore? No, it's probably just me. But at the beginning of quarantine, Bill, my husband, and I had 7 people in our home. 7 people. 2 cats, 1 puppy, 5 chickens, and a bearded dragon for months. At some point during that spring season of quarantine, I went out into the backyard and I put up a tent, a large camping tent. In it, I put a mattress, a meditation cushion, my laptop, and a very large cup of coffee. I called it my quarantine tent. There in that small space, I could pretend that I had some level of control and order, and there I could protect myself from the chaos, even if only for an hour at a time. Somehow, just knowing it was there in the backyard kept me from losing my mind some days. Order, control, and self-protection. The last time that we were with Peter, he was also trying to put up a tent. Poor Peter. Almost every time we meet Peter, he is struggling to gain control, to create some order, and to protect. Today in our gospel, Peter is up to much the same. Jesus is explaining to the disciples that the Son of Man will undergo suffering and that he will be killed. Peter hears this news, this awful reality that Jesus is speaking of, and he turns and Peter rebukes Jesus. In our gospel today, it doesn't tell us what Peter actually said to Jesus, but I can imagine that it went something like this. Jesus, stop saying that. We just got started. We're doing amazing things. This movement that you called us all into is just starting to get traction. Telling people that you are going to suffer and die, that somehow we lose this fight, and that we're all going to suffer too, is not the way to get people to join us. Tell us more. Tell us more about how you're the Prince of Peace. Tell us more about how you are the new King of Israel. Talk to us about how we will win. That will make people feel safe and secure. Order, control, and protection. Peter thinks he is protecting this new movement by rebuking Jesus. Peter thinks he is helping to regain control, that he's stopping Jesus from making some terrible mistake and thwarting the plans that the disciples had for the way things should go. Poor Peter, he got it wrong again. And so Jesus turns around and rebukes Peter. Get behind me, Satan. Strong words to come from the Prince of Peace. Your mind is on human things, says Jesus, human things. Order, control, protection. When the spring ended and Bill and I found ourselves with an almost empty house again, The first thing I did was clean. I cleaned for hours in a quiet home, no distractions, just me and a mop, okay, and a puppy and two cats and five chickens, but still. I dusted, I mopped, I reorganized, I purged our space of clutter, I even took down the quarantine. And then I lit a candle in the living room, and I looked around feeling rather pleased with the tidiness and the empty space with my new found sense of order, control, and protection. For days, I did that, lit a candle and sat in the stillness. And then one day, as I lit the candle and sat down in the stillness, I began to weep. The feelings came quickly and without warning, and there I was suddenly crying all alone in my empty house. Bill walked into the room and came over to hug me. I looked up at him and I just said, "So what do we do now?" When the house was full, we had projects going. We built a chicken coop. We cooked huge family dinners together. We ate long meals outside on our new patio that Bill had built. And we had deep conversations and we told stories by the fire. Now I had my order back. I had control over the space and I was protected from the chaos. But what I now found myself lacking within that moment was a depth of meaning, clarity, and purpose. In my home, meaning, clarity, and purpose. What will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Life, with or without a pandemic, is messy. Life is unpredictable. Life is chaotic. Life will always involve some suffering. Because the foundation of a true life is relationships. In relationships, being with other humans is messy, unpredictable, and surprising. And in a true life, within the context of relationship with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with God, means we are not always in control. Get behind me, Satan. These strong words to Peter from Jesus are not spoken out of harshness or hatred. They are words of love and compassion. The origin of the word Satan from Hebrew comes from the book of Job. The word Satan originally meant interrogator or prosecutor. So Satan, as we now have more than likely come to understand it as a devilish being with horns, is a more modern creation. Satan, in this illustration, is more accurately seen as a person trying to scrutinize or condemn. It is the energy of judgment. I imagine Jesus saying here, "Take a break, Peter. Take a break. Get behind me and follow me. I will lead you. You don't have to control or judge this movement or create order or protect yourself. Let me lead you to true life." Jesus is calling Peter into right relationship with God by allowing God to be in control. Get behind me and follow me. Rest and trust in relationship. Now, while I lovingly called my hiding place in the backyard the quarantine, I now realize that a better understanding of it was my fragile tent. It's where I went when I was feeling fragile. Fragile and unable to handle the daily stress of life in relationship. When I met my limit or reached my capacity to handle chaos or suffering, I just went out to my fragile tent. We all have limits because we are all human. We all have need of places to retreat when we are feeling fragile. In this moment for Peter, when he rebukes Jesus, when he is seeking to gain order, control, and protect himself in the movement, he had a moment of fragility. He He rebuked Jesus because what Jesus was saying to him was more than he could handle within the context of that relationship within that moment. And so Jesus, seeing his fragility, invited Peter to retreat. "Get behind me," says Jesus. Because in relationship with God and our neighbor, Jesus says we will find meaning, purpose, and clarity. We all have need of a place to retreat when we feel fragile, when the chaos of the world and our relationship to it and each other is just too much. And Jesus invites us to get behind him when we meet these human limitations as well. When we have reached our capacity for loving kindness or compassion, or when the chaos breaks us, we are invited in those moments to relax and follow Jesus, to let him lead, to let God be in control. And just like Peter, in order to get behind Jesus, we must let go of our need to control things. We must let go of our desire to avoid suffering. We must simply let go. Let go and have faith. After Jesus is baptized and before he begins his ministry, before he is led out into the wilderness and tempted, before all of that, God tells Jesus, "You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." And God, through Jesus, has told each of us the same. We are loved. This is the foundation of our ability to withstand chaos and suffering. This faith in the fact that we are deeply loved unconditionally, just as we are, is the foundation of our resiliency as Christians. And this love is the resting place we will find when we let go and get behind Jesus and follow him. Now, that love will not give us order. It will not give us control. It will not give us protection. And that love will not keep us from suffering. That love will rather give us meaning, purpose, and clarity. And resting in that love will build our capacity to be resilient. I want to invite you to imagine, to remember the last time you felt tempted to regain order, control, and to protect yourself. I invite you, wherever you are, to close your eyes. Unless you're driving, don't do that. But close your eyes and imagine the last time you were tempted by the human desire for control, and you were able to resist it. A time when you resisted that need and instead you got behind Jesus. Instead, you had the faith that you were loved and he was leading you when you gave control back to God. How did that feel for you? What meaning and purpose and clarity did you gain? How did you experience relationship in that moment that allowed you to rest in the love of God? True life is messy. True life is unpredictable and always involves some suffering. And yet, within it, in relationship, is meaning, purpose, and clarity. Following Jesus, giving control to God, and resting in love, that is where we find our true life. Amen.